Former St. Louis artist Christine Corday wants to inspire people to consider their place in space and in the cosmos. Her new show at Projects Plus Gallery includes soft wearable spacesuits and large iron sculptures. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports that both projects aim to make people take a closer look at the world around them.
While workers install her show at Projects Plus Gallery in the Central West End, Christine Corday stands before a giant iron sculpture that weighs 10,000 pounds.
This piece is made of 20 elements found in the periodic table.
The piece looks like a squished letter U turned on its side.
They have been heated at a certain temperature and exposed to an immense amount of pressure.
The sculpture is one of several pieces that make up the artist's show, Spacewalker 43F 14.7P. The title and the show's content examine how humans relate to space. Although the topic might seem grandiose, Corday is pretty down to earth. She knows that when you talk about space, pressure, and temperature, things can get a little out there.
Where you're standing right now, wherever you are listening to this, you are not separated from outer space. You are absolutely positively in outer space.
The idea that humans stand in space might sound untethered, but the work's really about bringing the cosmological down to Earth. Corday's trajectory follows the noted tradition of scientists Galileo and Copernicus. She wants people to better understand our relationship to the cosmos as a whole, to recognize we're part of a larger ecosystem.
So what the takeaway from this is that larger perspective, understanding that you're not separate from outer space, you reside and inhabit outer space.
To achieve that goal, Corday presents two bodies of work. One group of sculptures is made up of rough iron forms like the one she stands next to. It's supposed to help viewers contemplate the fact that with time and pressure, everything in the cosmos changes. It's kind of a heavy thought, expressed by a 10,000-pound object.
This object here may be in this form for, well, this one in particular, probably. Maybe a millennia, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay in that form.
A lighter part of the show features spacesuits she calls spacewalkers. They're full-body suits with boots and soft helmets, and they're made of strange fabrics, plastics, and other materials. The spacewalkers are meant to draw viewers' attention to their own spacesuits.
Whatever you're wearing right now, listening to the sound of my voice, that is a spacesuit. That spacesuit, though, be it a sweater, pair of jeans, t-shirt, that is what you're wearing because of the temperature and pressure of the space that you reside.
And while those projects may seem motivated by a flight of fancy, the idea behind spacewalker suits and the massive metal sculptures is grounded and relevant given the recent developments in space exploration. We live in a time when public discussion is turning to Elon Musk's quest for personalized spaceflight. NASA is working to send astronauts to Mars. Corday wants her objects to spur people to take responsibility for their own relationship to space and reckon with the potential hazards and habits we might bring on those journeys.
If we colonize other planets, are we doing that because we've destroyed this one? Or is it because we just are technologically curious and we are advancing at a rapid pace right now?
Corday's show runs through the end of January. She'll show more work at the Contemporary Art Museum in 2019. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.